It is a sunny 67 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday, March 14th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary McMillan is survived by three children, Michelle Marie of the United Kingdom, Michael, Marty McMillan of Madison, and Mitchell and Holly McMillan of Laval. Two grandchildren, a sister, Barbara Clark of Arizona, niece and nephew, and numerous good friends. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Dorothy Baker include three children, Frank Baker, Carol and Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker. Seven grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, siblings, Dolores Hoskins, Danny Roberts, Donna Shep, and Dixie Drakenberg. Nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Chuck Lewis is survived by his wife, Carmen, five children, Michael and Renee Miller, Christopher Miller, Tara Miller, Vanessa Turner, and Amanda and Dale Larson. 17 grandchildren, a sister, Jean and Chuck Rogers, brothers-in-law, Roger and Virginia Bingham of Fond du Lac, Dennis and Cindy Bingham, and Thomas Bingham, all of Watertown. Sister-in-law, Terry and Dale Gruneberg of Oxford, along with other relatives and friends. Charles E., Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, March 22nd at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Bob Whelan is survived by his son, Randy and Vicki Whelan, three grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, a brother, Regis Whelan, five sisters, Joanne Bogran, Darlene Detay, Edna Schlieff, Linda Sloan, and Emily Misna. Also many and family friend, Tammy Harms. Robert James Whelan, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Carrie Lee Felton, 59 of Richland Center, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assists the family with arrangements. Carrie Felton is survived by two daughters, Danielle and Alex Gratz, Julie Ann Turnipseed, and Joe Quinn. companion Lisa Wilson, a brother LaVon, Spanky and Michelle Felton, a sister Bobby Joe Felton Persinger, nieces and nephews, his former spouse Kim Felton, aunts and uncles, other relatives, and many friends. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz, died yesterday at Schmidt Woodland Hills following a battle with cancer. A private celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Gary Dobbs is survived by two sons, Anthony and Mary Dobbs, and Jonathan Dobbs, all of Richland Center. Four grandchildren, a brother, Steve and Kathy Dobbs, many nieces, nephews, and good friends. Gary L. Dobbs, 75, of Boaz.